I call this meeting the President's Cabinet to order, or Associated to order on Wednesday, November 18, 2015, at 10:40, almost 42 a.m. in the President's Conference Room. We'll move to agenda item 2, roll call.
President Sabby.
Absent, excused.
Vice President Salzman.
Present.
Chief of Staff Benford.
Absent, unexcused.
Director Satuki.
Present.
Director Cook.
Absent, unexcused.
Attorney General Hood.
Present.
Director Supi.
Present.
Director Sharma.
Absent, unexcused.
Director Sasenti.
Present.
Director Little.
Absent, unexcused.
A quorum is not present.
Okay. We'll move to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment this time?
Yes, there is public comment this time. And since it's not a formal meeting, I'll probably give you this so that it maybe next week it's a formal meeting, but I do want this submitted officially for the record, okay? So I'm going to read the memo I've written out. The people I need to be hearing this perhaps are not here, so this is why I'm saying I may have to come back a second time. And Caden was aware of some of these issues. There are a number of concerns that I want to bring to the attention of the President's Cabinet. Number one, twice per month, each member of the President's Cabinet is being provided with stipends remaining for the semester and for the year for each elected and appointed member of the executive branch. The central station provides this data so that you can provide appropriate oversight related to your staff's stipends. The executive board leadership continues to sign off on stipends for officers who are already dipping into spring semester stipends. Some of you as executive officers are doing the same with your own stipends. Please be reminded that on average you should be submitting no more than 10 hours per week of stipend pay. Second concern, the central station has been processing an inordinate amount of PR-29s. I'm sure you're asking, what's a PR-29? The document is submitted to the payroll office each time officers and employees submit named timesheets. To date, we have already submitted 513 PR-29s. That is an inordinate amount of PR-29s to be submitting, and there is absolutely no excuse why we can't get timesheets in on time. And I also want to add that the 513 include our student employees. I have to tell you, student employees rarely submit their timesheets in late because they need their wages, right? We've literally gone through periods where I've gotten one student handing in 6 and 7 timesheets at a time. Travel was and continues to be an issue with members of the executive and legislative branches. Please submit your travel requests and travel claims on time. Travel requests should be submitted at least 2 weeks prior if you're seeking a travel advance. The travel claim should be submitted no later than 10 days after the travel has been completed. Item number 4, communications. The central station staff and the professional staff communicate via email, phone calls, etc. to the various members and entities of the executive branch. Many of these go unanswered many times. Please be respectful and respond to phone calls and emails, even if you don't have the answer or documents we are seeking. Ignoring the communication simply makes the problem worse and disempowers the professional staff from sustaining valuable relationships with the travel office, controller's office, you name it. Please help my staff help you get your work done within NC University ASUN policy and procedure. I understand stuff happens, but I'll be honest with you, when you're ignoring my emails, by the time I'm sending you an email, it's because the staff is done, they're frustrated. And believe it or not, my emails go ignored. So then what do I rely on having to do a hit and run? Literally walking across campus and going, I need to talk to you. Help my staff, right? Even, again, if you don't have the answer, we'll figure out how we're going to respond to the accounts payable department or beyond. And then finally, the ASUN Budget and Finance Committee conducts weekly reviews of budgets. The committee asks that you submit your documents, which is a memo, and the case sheets. You guys don't even have to worry about the case sheets anymore. Delana does that for you. At least 2 days prior to the meeting to allow for review by the committee membership and to store historical documents on the NAS drive. Many of you have not forwarded those documents. The NAS drive right now is empty, except for the case sheets on many occasions, right? Going back to the semester, we've got the case sheets for the budget review, but we don't have the supporting documentation that was presented. So all I'm asking is for you guys to please forward those documents to me. I'm happy to put them up after the fact onto the NAS drive. What this does is next semester, if you want, I can just forward you back the memo and you just change it, right? You update it to meet the need of the second financial review. And to be honest with you too, for the incoming officers for next year, instead of having them start from scratch, usually what I do is I forward the memo. Look at the last memo that was done for the programming board, right? And that way they don't have to start from scratch. They're great training tools. So please, please, please upload those memos. Don't worry about the case sheets. We've got that all taken care of. But yeah, then I want to get irritated at the Budget and Finance Committee because they're not asking good questions, but they can't because they get the memo the day that you guys actually arrive at the desk. That's poor training for them, and it doesn't allow them to do the job that they're supposed to be doing. And to be frank with you, you guys have nothing to hide. It's been a great year, huh? Really what it allows is for the dialogue that should be happening between the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the executive branch, right? The other part too, know this, that I call out senators who come into my office and say, well, nothing's happening. Actually, that's not true. I go to every financial review of each of these organizations, and I know exactly what's happening. So know that it lends credibility to your effort, right, when we get this done through Budget and Finance the right way. So thank you very much for listening to my concerns. These issues can all be remedied with open and continued communication. You know I love you guys to death, right, but I got to hold you accountable. And I will expect, I'll talk to Caden, I do need for the members that were absent, especially to hear this memo. So I'll probably be sending it out to your listserv as well. Any questions? Okie dokie, thank you.
Thank you, Director Rodriguez. Is there any other public comment this time? Seeing none, moved to agenda item 4, we can't approve the minutes, right? Okay. We'll move to agenda item 5A, reports of officers. So, Dave and I have been talking about it a lot, and, you know, we keep trying to change the way we do reports, which is why we have everyone do this first, and then we come in here, and then we just sit there and read what we have still, and then it takes a long to get through that. And then by the time that we need to discuss things, everyone's kind of burnt out and wants to get out of here, so nobody wants to discuss the things that we need to discuss. So I just want to go through reports very, very quick. You know, read this on your own time. But pretty much when you go through it, just if there's something really important, please just say that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in here that I think that we should be discussing together. And Kate and I talk about that too, is we don't discuss things together. We just come in here and we say, this is what's going on already, you know, without discussing it as an exec. And I think it'd be great if we discuss these projects with each other before we make decisions on things, because, you know, it's nice to have opinions from everyone else on exec, because we all have a different job. So, you know, it keeps things kind of fresh and original, and, you know, instead of just doing the same things over and over again that we're doing in our own departments. So, yeah, just remember that. I'm going to read President Fabi's report. Let me see something that's really big to talk about. So Caden and I met with Do the Right Thing yesterday, and so the student program, we wanted to get up and running by January. So we can't do anything. It can't be through ASUN. It can't be through university. So it's kind of a project we're doing outside of ASUN because the university doesn't want to be, you know, it's just such a liability to be involved in this nonprofit organization. But that's the Sober Ride program. And we really want to help get it launched by January. And that way the program is up and running and it's working. Students will, maybe the university will finally see that, okay, you know, this is working, that we could support this program. I forgot what school she was saying, Christine, the woman who's in charge of it, she was saying that it's at, but they had the same issue, the university wouldn't support it, and then they saw, after it took them 7 years, they saw it was working, and then finally now they're actually backing the program. So we need help recruiting people, they need help marketing, so, I mean, if you guys want to help get involved with finding students, and you know, I know probably none of you guys want to do it, but there are students at the school who want to be involved in it. So if you want to help with that, please let Kaden and I know. Let's see. Kaden, stressing, don't forget things to talk about in one-on-ones and goals. Deputy Chief of Staff, decisions created. Yeah, so those are really the big things for Kaden right now. Move on to myself. So tomorrow I'm meeting with the Las Vegas Uber City Operation Manager. I don't know, he reached out to me and said he wants to meet and talk about partnerships with our university, so I said, why not? And I'm going to start having monthly meetings with Speaker Andrew because I feel like, you know, part of my job is to be the liaison to the legislative branch, but I haven't really known what that means. So I don't know what to do with them. But I'm going to meet with Nick, and we'll talk about what's going on in his committees, and I'll let him know what's going on with us ahead of time so we don't just hear about it at Senate meetings, because that's not enough. We're not having face-to-face discussions with them, and it would be nice if we had a nice, cohesive relationship with the legislative branch. Yeah, those are the big things. All right. Moving on, who's here? Attorney General Ryan Hood.
Yeah, so just working on an opinion concerning credits and credit. Credit lows for students at the association. And just clarifying what counts as far as taking credits here and taking credits at TMCC and the whole splitting issue. Got the Constitution updated with the changes made in last election, and that were ratified in the September Board of Regents meeting, so that's going to be on the website hopefully today or in the next few days. I sent it to Raul. I'm going to publish it to the Senate tonight. Other than that, just have a few little pieces of legislation. I'm going to have the Senate sponsor to just clean up the documents and going in front of Senate tonight for my review.
Thank you. Director of Campus and Public Relations, Ryan Soupy.
We got our SNF application made, and it's on the website, so it's pretty sweet. Basically, you just apply for funding if you want to do a sustainable project. So the application's made, it's on the website. Also, in regards to the website, I'm just looking it over and trying to find overall improvements that could be made, mostly with just organization and stuff. So if you guys have anything on your department's pages that you would like changed, like if programming wants new tabs or pictures or something, let me know. I might be reaching out to you personally just to kind of ask what you might need on your website page. I know Legislative Affairs is pretty bad right now. I think it's just a picture of Marissa, and that's it. Does anybody have anything right now that they would like changed on the website? Nope. Okay. My department is kind of talking about big topics. Not big, but just like kind of broad things that could be improved as far as the ASUN brand and social media. Basically, we want to work on tailgates and parking, because ASUN always gets blamed for that kind of stuff, even though it's not us. So we want to kind of make students understand that it's not our fault. So, and we need to work on improving our reach to different types of students on social media. Just kind of our posts only get seen by people who are involved, and we want to improve that. And lastly, at the leaders of the legislature, that's what it was called, right? I talked to Patricia Richard, who's the chief of staff for President Johnson, and she wants to do some kind of diversity outreach, just like she mentioned what had just happened at Missouri, and she doesn't want that type of thing to happen here with us, so she wants to work with ASUN to send something out to students regarding diversity. So,
thank you. Moving on to Director of Programming, Davis Tukey.
So programming's meeting next Tuesday, 8:30, and it's going to be every budget proposal for every spring event. So if you have opinions or thoughts, that'd be a good time to go to public comment.
What time?
And then 8:30 p.m.
Tonight?
No, next Tuesday.
Oh.
Tonight's oversight. So next Tuesday, literally absolutely everything for the spring. And then we also won Outstanding Low Cost Program of the Year for NDREN.
Will there be a Raging Country concert?
If you would like to express your opinion, I recommend going to public comment.
I will be there.
Don't go.
How do I say this? How do I say he's entering the room?
Director Abhay Sharma has entered the room at 10:57 a.m.
Do I have to say it, or does it work that you said it?
You have to say it.
Director Sharma entered the room at 10:57 a.m. Now can we go back to the minutes or
finish reports and we can go back to the minutes.
Okay. We'll do Director Blue Crew Drake Sassenti.
We also have a meeting next Tuesday at 11, and for that we'll be going over all of the giveaways for basketball as well as baseball. So if you have any ideas, please let me know or anybody else in Blue Crew.
Any questions? Okay, we'll move on to Director of Clubs and Organizations, Abhay Sharma. Do you have the here's the report?
One must report, Fall 2 funding went pretty well. We were done in a day, so that was nice. Policy changes. I'm really out of shape, guys. Policy changes going through, or starting on Friday. We'll go chapter by chapter and see how long that takes us, because I don't want to spend one day discussing policy manuals and procedures manuals. That would just be a very long meeting. So we're just going to do it chapter by chapter and see how far we get each meeting.
Any questions for him? Okay, we'll go back to agenda item 4, the minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from, what's the date on that? From Wednesday, November 4th, 2015. Director Hood.
So moved.
Oh.
Second.
Director Sassenti. what did I say?
Any discussion?
Any discussion on the minutes? Okay, now we move to a vote.
All those in favor.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, motion carries. Really quick, I'm sorry, like I was never a senator. I never had to do meetings and budget affairs. Like the last time I had to do this kind of stuff was in high school, so. okay, we'll move to agenda item 6, new business 6A campus for cabinet projects. let's see. What can we talk about? Does anyone want to talk about any of these things that we're working on? I don't know what's really new. We still have to. What did we decide with the new Democracy Plaza? What we were doing with that? Does anyone remember? Dr. Hood. I mean, Attorney General Hood.
So you want me to make a chalkboard for that? So I put in a payment request. I'm just waiting for that. I'll get that. Put up, we'll have that, but I mean, other than that, that's what we got last time, was we're making a new chop boy.
Okay, cool, thank you for doing that. Let's see, what else could we talk about right now? I have a question for anybody. Does anybody know what's going on with the Gender Equity Center, with what we're doing with that? Because yesterday in the Committee on the Status of Women, I mean, they are still pushing for a women's center and don't know that that's not happening. No one else knows? Okay, I'll talk to Caden about that. Okay, we'll move on to agenda item 6B, discussions relating to student concerns. Okay, let's talk about athletics in the student section. So I know this is Director Sassenti's job, but I mean, I think it's important for all of us to talk about what we can do to really get students to start going to basketball games. You know, once the basketball games get started up, you know, less students go to that than they do to football games. And I love the basketball games, I'll just say that. So I just think we need new and fresh ideas to get students to the games, and I don't think it's just your responsibility. I think it's all our responsibility to try to figure out new ways. So I would like to talk about that right now. what kind of ideas did you say you were having?
We're doing a lot of giveaways, like for the first game. Well, the first game back from break is against UNLV, and we're giving away Blue Crew jerseys. And then we're also also going to have Raising Cane for that. For Dead Day, we're playing Pacific, I believe, and we're planning on doing like a Rockstar energy drink giveaway type thing, which I hope will bring some like different kind of people. But basically, with our meetings with athletics, our main thing is basically just giving away as many swag items as possible and making sure that it's known.
I think swag items are great, but those, I don't think those like get people to go to the games. They just might keep coming back if they're already going, but that's not going to get people who are already not going to go. I think something important would be like promotion of the schedule. So maybe swag items with the schedule on it, like something cool that they're going to want to hold on to and use, and have the schedule on it. And I know, and I don't know what kind of control you have over this, but I know like nights like $2 beer night, $1 hot dog night, and I know that a lot of that's Lawler. Like, that gets a lot of student turnout. So I don't know if you can promote those kinds of things.
There's a lot of media coverage around the basketball team right now, just because of the new coach, and they're 2-0 right now, so they're supposed to be pretty good. Did they lose?
Yeah, lost to Hawaii. 2-1.
So, like, for example, I know there's a club in the journalism school that's working on these like pretty cool videos. It's called The Hunt. It's like a, it's actually going to be on Channel 2, I think. Like, it's a real TV show that they're trying to do, and I think we can promote that kind of stuff, just to get people seeing what's happening with the basketball team. I think if people are interested in stuff like that, then they might actually go to the games. Also, maybe we can talk to The Wall or Archie's and try to do like a student pregame party of some kind. Like, maybe do a, every time there's a game, they give discounts on drinks or something like that. So they're actually already at The Wall and they can just walk over to the game or something like that.
I think that'd be really good for at least the first couple of games. See if they'll give us like one game to do that.
Yeah, to build off that too, I think another thing that would be important or we could possibly do too is like creating this alcohol culture. So I know The Wall's pretty strict on IDing, but if they were able to include even underage students as far as like maybe wristbanding those of age, so that way underage students could still go be a part of the party while not, you know, necessarily openly drinking at The Wall. They could still go, because I know that disenfranchises a lot of the younger students by not being able to go to those sorts of things. So if there's a, you know, big party there, and if they have good discounts on food and stuff, I mean, that would be a good community sponsorship. That's kind of already an unofficial sponsor of the university, but we could make them more official.
I just think going to a basketball game feels like a lot of work. Like, when you're sitting at home, you could either go to the game or not go to the game. And if people are already over here and we have something fun to do right next to the game, I think that'll encourage more people to come. I think that's a great idea. Like, I never want to go to The Wall because I know I can't get in because I'm 20, you know? So I think if we actually ask them to let underage kids in,
okay.
Encourage more people.
Do you
want to
work with me on that, Sophie?
Sure.
Okay. We'll try to get that going. I think that we need to get out to the freshmen before the basketball games start and, you know, get them hyped up and make them think that, you know, that everyone's going to games and they need to be at the game. So I don't know. I don't think like a pep rally necessarily. I mean, yes.
I could talk to the Resol Association. I never lived in a dorm, but there are not freshmen students living in the dorms that look over a certain amount of students, right? Am I right on that?
Yeah.
So maybe just talking to them and having them bring out their mentees. I'm really bad on that terminology. Bringing them out to the games like twice a semester or something like that. But that could be good as well.
Okay, tell me this is a weird idea. When I was in high school, before games, we'd have like the band and the mascot going through every single hallway in the school. And it just like got everyone pumped up and crazy. Like, what if we get like a mascot out in the residence halls, get them out like in the hallways? Is that possible, you think, to like get them to go through hallways and kind of like pump up the students? And not, maybe not on game day, but the day before game day.
Maybe come hit to DC or something. I feel like that'd be easier than trying to go through all the halls, but come to DC.
Go
to DC and blow it up, or even in the even in like that little central area where we did the all the tabling for AC1, that little quad there. We blew that up. freshmen, they don't have anything to do, so they're just sitting in their dorms, so I mean, might as well come up to the game. I think it's just that the culture, yeah, a lot of them go to the football games, especially the first few, because it's exciting and we really blow up football at this school, but we kind of overlook basketball.
Would it be weird if we did like a spring basketball like kickoff party in the DC like the first month, like Tuesday or whatever, like during lunch hour when people go there? And then gave out the swag with like the schedule on it and stuff, so it was like a bigger celebration than just like Wolfie. Like if you like Wolfie and cheer and like.
I think we should take advantage of that quad. I know it's getting to become winter, but like there's a lot of foot traffic through there, and so if you blow that up and make a lot of noise, people will come.
Okay, welcome to that. It has a smoke from a barbecue. There doesn't actually have to be a barbecue. Just smell.
You can get the cannon out there, make huge noises in there.
Part of it is like we should try to make it seem important. So like I know if I was thinking about going to a basketball game and I didn't really want to go per se, if it was more important, like the game was more important, I would be more inclined to go. So maybe like talking about our opponents in a way, like not doing a UNLV car smash or anything like that, but just kind of making it seem like the stakes are higher every game instead of just having people go to the Mountain West tournament. Well, it's not going to be here, but you know what I mean? Like, instead of only going to the UNLV game and not going to the New Mexico football game, it's like if we make every game seem important, then I think more people would go. But I have no idea how to do that, so just throwing it out there.
Just trash talk every other team every time.
Maybe putting, like, posting Mountain West conference standing somewhere. Like where we sit in the standings. Make people look at that.
Okay, those are all good ideas. We can talk more about it with President Fabi and we'll talk about it. Does anybody have anything else on basketball games? No? Okay. Parking and transportation, is there any more people talking about it still?
I'm working on a FAQ to post on the website, but.
Just out of curiosity, you know, I know parking is a huge issue, but I mean, what realistically, other than maybe changing some of the practices, could they do if we're out of space? Like, there's nowhere to park. The space is gone.
There's tons of space.
But what do you mean?
So basically what they said at the forum is everyone wants to park in West Stadium, so they have like a 300-person waiting list for West Stadium. But I think the lot...
Just right across, all those lots are empty?
The lot over here, I don't know what it's called, that one's empty. And, like, anyone can buy a pass to park there, but nobody wants to park there because it's too far. So there's plenty of space, like, to buy parking permits.
Yeah.
It's just everyone wants to park right here.
People don't want to walk. Yeah.
I think a lot of people are buying these spots. I don't know what that's called either.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do the far parking lot.
Can we work on something so that whenever there's a new building construction, we plan like an underground parking in that building?
So basically, nobody is planning on building more parking because of the cost. Like, it's literally super expensive per space. Per parking space to build on campus.
3,000 or something was the number.
And basically, if they built any more parking structures, the price of parking permits would go way up. So it's either like, and they've already said there's tons of parking space on campus. It's just people want to park close.
Do they know like why people don't want to park there? I mean, is it just like the walk, or
yes.
Can we have more?
And it's walking at night, like walking up there at night.
Okay. Can you have like more focus on the buses in that area, maybe?
I think there needs to be improvement to the shuttles. It's so difficult now that they're on the outside of campus. I used to use the shuttles and I never want to step foot in them now.
And basically they said if we improved or if we added a stop to the shuttle route, we would have to buy a new shuttle. Like right now they can't, they're at like max capacity for the shuttle.
And in the morning they fill up, you know, and then you have to wait for the next one, and so students are late to class and students just don't want to deal with that. you know, I think really just it is encouraging students to carpool, encouraging students to live around campus to walk to school. Get bikes. I think, honestly, especially with the Republic and the Highlands, that's an issue too. So encouraging students to buy shuttle passes for there.
Couldn't we look into like a bike thing like what school the University of Utah had? Where like kids literally just get the bike for free for 30 minutes on campus and it like goes one stop to the other. Because like if they had one of those in Blue Lot, like I feel like people would hop on a bike rather than wait. I mean, of course, like Utah said, they have an issue because then all the bikes end up down south and no one wants to ride them back up.
Yeah.
But like it still might be faster than the shuttle.
Yeah.
I think part of the issue we face here too is weather. You look at all our California schools and stuff, it's really not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's dumping. You got 6 inches of snow outside. It's freezing cold. I now have no desire to walk even from my house 3 blocks away to campus and then walk another 3 blocks on campus. I mean, the walk from my house to campus isn't nearly as far as some of the walks I make across campus. So, I think, I don't know how to handle that, but it's just like biking and stuff. And the way the whole campus was designed is someone that like rides a bike to campus a lot of the times. So it's like it's hard. It's not convenient to get around on a bike on campus. So.
I think our campus is very inaccessible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're thinking about that when you're trying to decide whether to drive or walk to school. Usually you decide to drive because you just think about getting from your house to the Joe. It's hard to walk or ride your bike. Let's build a new campus or something.
Yeah, start over.
Let's just flatten it. Sounds easy.
Does anyone else have any other comments on parking transportation? Does anybody else want to talk about any other student concerns, any other issues, anything going on in your departments that you know you have an issue with?
Policies.
Okay, we'll move to agenda item 6C, university updates. Any other updates besides what we said in our reports? So many committees. Has everybody been having committee meetings for all the committees that are on? Okay. Good, good. All right, we'll move to agenda item 7, comments and announcements. Comments and announcements at this time.